الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد, the author, he mentioned the second chapter, the work Hadith Islah Al-Qulub, the narrations about rectifying the hearts. The second chapter is Awsafu Al-Qulub, Awsafu Al-Qulub, the descriptions of the hearts, the descriptions of the hearts, meaning their descriptions and traits, attributes and characteristics. The author, he says, حفظه الله روى ابن ماجه عن النواس بن سمعان رضي الله عنه أنه قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول. The author, he mentioned a narration which is collected by Ibn Majah from the hadith of النواس بن سمعان رضي الله عنه, that he said, I heard the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم saying, ما من قلب إلا بين إصبعين من أصابع الرحمن إن شاء أقامه وإن شاء أزاغه. وكان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول يا مثبت القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك. He said رضي الله عنه النواس Ibn Sam'an, that he heard the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying that there is no heart except that it is between two fingers from the fingers of Ar-Rahman. And if he wills, he will set it straight. And if he wills, he will cause it to deviate. And then he mentioned radiallahu anhu, and the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used to say, meaning from his supplication and invocation, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ya muthabbita القلوب يا مثبت القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك ثبت قلوبنا على دينك أو مثبت القلوب, يعني the one who makes the hearts firm, make our hearts firm upon your religion. وروى الإمام أحمد عن أم سلمة رضي الله عنها أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم كان يكثر في دعائه أن يقول. And also it has been narrated by Imam Ahmed from the hadith of Ummi Salama radiyallahu anha, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, often he would say in his supplication, he would say often in his supplication, Allahumma muqallib al-qulub thabbit qalbi ala dinik. O Allah, turner of the hearts, make my heart firm upon your deen. Qalat qultu ya Rasulullah, she said, I said, O Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, awa inna al-quluba latataqallab, do the hearts really turn and change? Qala na'am, ma min khalqi lahi min bani adam, min basharin illa anna qalbahu bayna usbu'ayni min asabi'illah, fa insha'a Allahu azza wa jalla aqamahu wa insha'a azaga. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, yes, there's no creature from Allah, from the children of Adam, from the human beings, except that his heart is between the two fingers of the fingers of Allah. And if Allah wills, azza wa jal, he will set it straight. And if Allah wills, he will cause it to deviate. فَنَسْأَلُ اللَّهَ رَبَّنَا أَلَّا يُزِيغَ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدِ إِذْ هَدَانَا وَنَسْأَلُهُ أَنْ يَهَبَ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْهُ رَحْمَةً إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْوَهَابِ. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he supplicated and he said, and we ask Allah our Lord, and we ask Allah our Lord that he will not cause our hearts to deviate after he has guided us, and we ask him to bestow upon us mercy from him. Indeed, he is the bestower of blessings and favors. Indeed, he is al-wahhab. So the author, now he comments on these narrations, حفظه الله, and he says, جدير بالمسلم مع المواظبة على هذا الدعاء أن يعرف أوصاف القلوب الزائغة وأحوالها ليعرف مقدار ما ناله وظفر به من خير وعافية من خير وعافية ومقدار ما سلمه الله منه من شر وفساد. So he says, حفظه الله, that it's befitting for the Muslim, along with constantly making this supplication, along with making this supplication persistently or constantly, that he along with that knows the descriptions of the deviant hearts and their conditions and situations, in order to know the great value of the blessing that he has obtained from the goodness and from afiyah and from well-being, and the fact that he's safe from that, and how great the blessing is that he has obtained since Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has freed him from this evil and corruption. And so this is an indication that these supplications, no doubt, they are very beneficial in themselves. And they will bring great benefit to a believer, but they must be utilized properly. And a person, he must say them while he knows what they mean, and call on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the heart that is alive. So the likes of this supplication is a great supplication. يَا مُقَلِّبَ الْقُلُوبَ ثَبِّتْ قَلْبِي عَلَى دِينِكَ. In this one wording here, يَا مُثَبِّتَ الْقُلُوبَ ثَبِّتْ قُلُوبَنَا عَلَى دِينِكَ. Also in Sahih Muslim, اللهم مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك. All of these narrations are very similar in their meaning. O turner of the hearts, O director of the hearts, O the one who makes the hearts firm, make our hearts firm upon your religion, or direct our hearts towards your obedience. So these supplications and the likes of them, they have great benefit, and they're very strong and beneficial for a believer, but he must say them with the heart that is alive while he's reflecting and pondering over the meaning, believing in the meaning of these supplications and what they contain from sincere faith and tawheed, and singling out Allah alone subhanahu wa ta'ala for his rights. And here we see that the right of Allah is that he is the Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that the hearts are in his hands, and he guides whom he wills according to his grace and his mercy and blessing, and he misleads whom he wills subhanahu wa ta'ala from his justice and wisdom. So just as it's encouraged for a believer to constantly make the likes of these supplications, also it's encouraged for him to know the descriptions of the hearts that are contrary. A believer, he wants his heart to be firm upon the deen of Allah, meaning to have a sound heart, a clean heart, a pure heart, a repentant heart, a good heart, a firm heart, firm on that which is beloved to Allah. Then this will happen by knowing the descriptions of its opposite, in order to avoid those affairs upon clarity. And also likewise, in order to see the great favor and blessing that Allah has bestowed upon him by cleansing his heart from the likes of these lowly affairs. And this is what the author he's referring to now. حفظه الله. He says, ليحمد الله على العافية ويسأله المعافاة الدائمة. Upon realizing this affair and the great bounty and blessing that he has from Allah Azza wa Jalla, from keeping his heart sound and clean from these lowly descriptions and from this deviation and misguidance, then he will praise Allah for having العافية, for having well-being first and foremost in his religion. And then he will ask Allah for al-mu'afat da'ima. You need to constantly be safe, in a state of safety and security and well-being, first and foremost in the religion. وَنْ يَحْفَظَ لَهُ قَلْبَهُ وَيُسَلِّمَهُ مِنَ الزَّيْغِ وَالْإِنْحِرَافِ. And he will also continue to call on Allah and beg him to protect his heart for him, and to keep him safe from deviation and misguidance. So the hearts, some of them are upright, مستقيمة, and other hearts, they are زائغة, and they are misguided. They are deviant and misguided. So a believer, he must hope that Allah will make his heart firm and good and upright, and fear that his heart will become misguided. So he says, خَاصَةً وَأَنَّ الْقَلْبَ سَرِيعُ التَّقَلُّبِ. And this is especially with the fact that the heart is quick to change. فَعَنَ الْمِقْدَادِ إِبْنِ الْأَسْوَدِ أَنَّهُ قَالَ فَعَنَ الْمِقْدَادِ إِبْنِ الْأَسْوَدِ أَنَّهُ قَالَ. And it's been narrated by Al-Miqdad ibn al-Aswad radiyallahu anhu that he said, سَمِعْتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ يَقُولَ. He said that I heard the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, لَقَلْبُ بِنِي آدَمْ أَشَدُّ انْقِلَابًا مِنَ الْقِدْرِ إِذَا اجْتَمَعَ غَلَيَانَا. رواه أحمد والحاكم. So he mentioned the narration here of al-Miqdad ibn al-Aswad radiyallahu anhu that he said, I heard the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying that the heart of the son of Adam is more severe in changing and turning over than a pot whenever it begins to boil. A pot that has water in it, for example, or some type of liquids, then whenever it hits the peak and it begins to boil, the bottom will go to the top and then it will cool off and go, and the water will change and it will go over and over, and it can constantly moving up and down from the top to the bottom, changing in this manner like this. So this is the example of the heart. The heart likewise changes in this manner, rather in a more severe way, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam he mentioned. He says it's narrated by Ahmed and Al-Hakim. Then he mentioned حفظه الله عن أبي موسى الأشعري رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه قال إن هذا القلب كريشة بفلات من الأرض يقيمها الريح ظهرا لبطن. رواه أحمد وابن ماجه وذلك لشدة تأثير الفتن على القلوب. So now the author he mentioned حفظه الله, the narration of Abu Musa Al-Ash'ari radiyallahu anhu, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, indeed the heart is like a feather in a barren land in the earth, and the wind will turn it over, causing it to flip upside down over and over. Narrated by Ahmed and Ibn Majah, and the Shaykh he mentioned hafidhu Allah, and this is because of the severe effect of the trials on the heart. And the heart here is resembled to a feather, the feather of a bird. And yeah, the bird, it has a feather on its wing. And if it's plucked and the feather is in the air and the strong wind carries it, then many times the feather will just turn and turn and turn over and over and over. Like this, according to the strength of the wind or the direction of the wind. So this is the example or the parable of the heart with regards to the trials and the fitin. Then a person who exposes his heart to the trials and the fitin, the trials of the shubuhat and the shahawat, then his heart is quick to change, just like this wind, because the parable of the shahawat and shubuhat is that of the wind, of the strong wind. And the parable of the heart with regards to those shubuhat and shahawat is that of a feather caught in the wind. Is that of a feather caught in the wind. So if you have a feather and you let it go and the wind is blowing violently, then it turns over and over and over and goes in this direction and that direction. One time it's up, the next time it's down. Maybe it will go down and then go back up. The feather is just cast about left and right in the wind. And like that, a person likewise as well, if he is caught up in the trials and the fitting of this life, from the doubts and misconceptions and innovations in the religion, and likewise from the lusts and the whims that are, the lusts and desires that are impermissible. They'll cast them around like a stormy wind. وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ. So this is a great parable and example to pay attention to. All in warning of being tried by these fitin, by the shubuhat and the shahawat, and letting the heart become affected, because the heart will change quickly, and a person, he should not feel safe. And this is indicated in these narrations that the author is mentioning. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he's the messenger of Allah. And that which is heard from him most often in his supplication, Ya muqallib al-qulub, thabbit qalbi ala dinik, O turner of the hearts, make my heart firm upon your religion. Because the heart is going to be firm upon something. If it's not firm upon the haqq and firm upon the deen of Allah azza wa jal, it's going to be firm upon the love of batil, the love of falsehood, the love of desires, the love of whims, the love of deviation, the love of this life. If it's not firm upon the deen of Allah and the love of Allah, it will be firm upon the opposite. And every person who is not steadfast upon the truth and sufficing with that, then he'll be tried with falsehood. وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ. So the Shaykh, he says, وَقَدْ ذَكَرَ اللَّهُ أَوْصَافًا عَدِيدَةً لِلْقُلُوبِ الْمَرِيضَةِ الْعَلِيلَةِ فِي كِتَابِهِ تَحْذِيرًا وَإِنذَارًا مِنْ تِلْكَ الْحَالِ. And Allah, he has mentioned numerous descriptions of the sick and ill hearts in his book, warning and cautioning from these circumstances. فَمِنْ هَذِهِ الْأَوْصَافِ. And from these descriptions, الْعَمَى, blindness. We're talking about descriptions of the heart. Many of these descriptions here are clarified by Ibn Qayyim rahimahullahu ta'ala in his work Shifa al-Aleel. And the author, he has summarized most of these points from this work here. And this is what the footnote of number 3 is referencing here. If you would like to find more details about these affairs, then you will find them in this work by Ibn Qayyim. The author, Hafidhullah, has summarized those descriptions in this beneficial manner. So the first description that he mentions here is al-'ama. فَمِنْ هَذِهِ الْأَوْصَافِ الْعَامَى. From these descriptions, the descriptions of the heart, the descriptions of the heart is blindness. It's blindness. The heart can go blind. قَالَ تَعَالَى, the Most High, he says, فَإِنَّهَا لَا تَعْمَى الْأَبْصَارُ وَلَكِنْ تَعْمَى الْقُلُوبُ الَّتِي فِي الصُّدُورِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentions the meaning of which is indeed, it's not the eyes that go blind, but rather it's the hearts that are in the breasts. Indeed, it is not the eyes that go blind, but rather it is the hearts that are in the breasts. The Shaykh, he says, وَالْمَعْنَا أَنَّهُ مُعْظَمُ الْعَمَى وَأَصْلُهُ وَهُ الْعَمَى الضَّارُ فِي الدِّينِ لِأَنَّهُ بِسَبَبِهِ لَا يُبْصِرُ الْحَقَّ وَلَا يُشَاهِدُ كَمَا لَا يُشَاهِدُ الْعَمَى الْمَرْئِيَاتِ. So he says here, in the meaning of this noble verse is that this blindness, the blindness of the hearts, is the majority of blindness in the foundation. Then in the majority, the greatest aspect of blindness, the greatest aspect of blindness and its foundation is the blindness of the hearts that are in the breast, not in the eyesight, not in the eyesight. And this is the harmful blindness. This is the harmful blindness that is harmful to one's religion. And this is because it is a reason for a person to not be able to see the truth, nor to witness it. And he will not be able to see the truth, nor to witness it. Just as a person who is blind in his eyesight, he's not able to see images. He's not able to see images. So whenever the heart goes blind, a person, he will not be able to see the truth, even if it's presented in front of him in the most eloquent manner, even if it's clarified in the most easy and facilitated way. Anyway, in your كُلَّ آيَةٍ لَا يُؤْمِنُوا بِهَا. If they see every proof, every evidence, they will not believe in it. They will not believe in it. They will not be able to see the truth because the heart will go blind. وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ. So the eyes, they have al-basr, and the hearts, they have al-basira. So the eyes, they have al-basr, and the hearts, they have al-basira. Al-basira. Both of them, they mean sight. They mean sight. But al-basr is the sight of the eyes, vision that you see with, the physical things. And as for al-basira, then this is the insight, the sight of the heart, the ability to see the truth and to realize it and to accept it and to follow it and to prefer it and to follow it. So the insight is the greatest blessing. The insight, al-basira, is the greatest blessing. And al-basira is from the first levels and the levels of traversing to Allah and seeking His pleasure. First, the person, he must wake up. He will come to a stage of yaqallah. A stage of yaqadha, where he'll wake up to the reality that he is a creature, that he's created, and that he is a slave, and he has a Lord, and he has a creator, and this life has a purpose, and that he's going to return back to Allah. He'll wake up to these realities, the realities that Allah, He sent messengers, He sent prophets and messengers with guidance and light, and he will see the benefit of believing and following the messengers, and he'll have insight with regards to this, and he will see the dangers of opposing the messengers and deviating from the guidance of Allah Azza wa Jal. This is, now he'll wake up to this affair, and this is the first stage after that called al-basira. He'll start to see these realities. And then if he seeks knowledge diligently, sincerely, then the basira will take hold in his heart and become very strong and powerful until a person, he can see afar and a far distance. And he's able to see, very clearly the realities of this life and the hereafter that have been clarified in the Quran and the Sunnah. So from the greatest favors and blessings is al-basira. Is al-basira, the guidance and the insight and the heart, beneficial knowledge and the ability to see and comprehend and love and prefer the truth and follow it. So from the greatest blessings, وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ, is that we'll see بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. Many times it doesn't happen all at once. So it says, حَفِظُهُ اللَّهِ وليس المراد النفي العمى الحسي عن البصر كيف وقد قال تعالى ليس على العمى حرج وقال تعالى عبس وتولى ان جاءه العمى وانما المراد ان العمى تام في الحقيقه عمى القلب عمى القلب. So he says the intent, it's not the intent here that to negate the physical blindness. The fact here in this verse, it's not the eyes that go blind, but rather it's the hearts and the breasts. This does not mean that there's no there's no physical blindness in reality. How could that be meant? He's saying this is not intended. Allah, he says that there is no blame and there's no hardship on the one who is blind. Meaning with regards to going out for jihad in the line scientist. And also he mentioned the verses Abasa wa Tawalla. Whenever the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam turned away from the blind man whenever he came and interrupted him as he's giving da'wah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to some of the wealthy and noble of Quraysh, and ja'ahu al-a'ma. And he, so this is affirming that the physical blindness is established. This is something that's a reality that no one is denying. And the fact that this eyesight is negated in this verse is not intending that it's negated in entirety till it does not exist. Till it does not exist. He says, but the intent is that the complete blindness in reality is the blindness of the heart. The intent from the verse is to clarify that the complete blindness in reality is the blindness of the heart. Is the blindness of the heart. حتى أين عمل بصر بالنسبة إليه كلا عمى. He said, until the extent, yani the fact that the blindness of the heart is the complete and true blindness, meaning that even in comparison, that the blindness of the eyesight is almost like nothing. Nothing. And if a person, he was blind in his eyes, yet he had insight and faith in his heart that's firm and strong and grounded and deeply rooted, then he is from the best of mankind and in a great situation. And he has great favor and bounty from Allah Azza wa Jal. But even if a person, he had the best eyesight, but he did not have insight, then he's in the worst situation. And he's from the deviant and the misguided of mankind. Wa iyadhu billah. So the fact that the eyes may go blind, this is nothing compared to the hearts going blind. حَتَّى إِنُّهُ يُسِحُ نَفْيُهُ بِالنِّسْبَةِ إِلَى كَمَالِهِ وَقُوَّتِهِ. Even you can negate it. It's not like being blind at all. And because of the great comparison, and in the hearts, whenever they go blind, this is the complete blindness in reality. And to compare the two together, it's like saying that being blind in your eye is nothing compared to the blindness of the heart. Meaning it means nothing to not be able to see the physical world around you. Whenever you cannot see the truth, and you cannot see the truth of the Quran and the revelation and guidance that was revealed to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This one is even more severe. And to the extent it's almost like there's no comparison. So he says, وَهَذَا قَوْلِهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمُ إِنَّمَا الرِّبَى فِي النَّسِيئَةِ. And this is similar to the statement of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم that الرِّبَى is only in نَسِيئَةِ. In نَسِيئَةِ, yani in delaying payment. That riba only occurs in delaying payment. In delaying payment. وَقَوْلِهِ إِنَّمَا الْمَأُ مِنْ مَاءٍ. And likewise the statement of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam that the water is only from the water. Meaning that you only have to make ghusl if you ejaculate. And this is from the same aspect. وَقَوْلِهِ لَيْسَ الْغِنَى أَنْ كَثْرَةِ الْأَرَضِ إِنَّمَا الْغِنَى غِنَى النَّفْسِ. And that wealth and being rich is not from having a lot of property or having a lot of wealth. But rather wealth and true richness is in the soul, is the richness of the soul. وَقَوْلِهِ لَيْسَ الْمِسْكِينُ الَّذِي تَرُدُّهُ اللُّقْمَةُ وَلُقْمَتَانِ وَالتَّمْرَةُ وَالتَّمْرَتَانِ إِنَّمَا الْمِسْكِينُ الَّذِي لَا يَجِدُ مَا يُغْنِيهِ وَلَا يُفْطَنُ لَهُ فَيُتَصَدَّقُ عَلَيْهِ. The poor one is not the one that if you give him a piece or two of meat or a date or two, this will suffice him for the time. But rather the one who is poor is the one who does not find that which will suffice him and no one knows about him in order to give charity to him. وَقَوْلِهِ, and likewise like his statement صلى الله عليه وسلم, لَيْسَ الشَّدِيدُ بِسُرَعَةٍ إِنَّمَا الشَّدِيدُ الَّذِي يَمْلِكُ نَفْسَهُ عِنْدَ الْغَضَبِ. And the one who is strong is not by wrestling the people, but indeed the one who is strong is only the one who controls his own self whenever he's angry. So the Shaykh, he says, فَلَمْ يُرِدْ نَفْيَ الْإِسْمِ عَنْ هَذِهِ الْمُسَمَّيَاتِ إِنَّمَا أَرَادَ أَنَّ هَؤُلَاءِ أَوْلَى بِهَذِهِ الْأَسْمَاءِ وَحَقُّ مِمَّنْ يُسَمُّونَهُ بِهَا. فَهَكَذَا قَوْلُهُ لَا تَعْمَى الْأَبْصَارُ وَلَكِنْ تَعْمَى الْقُلُوبُ الَّتِي فِي الصُّدُورِ. So it's not intended here to negate these meanings from these terms in entirety. But what is intended from these narrations and the likes of them is that these people here are more rightfully described with that attribute. Are more rightfully described with that attribute. And even those who normally they call them by that attribute. And so it doesn't mean that interest, that riba only happens in this way, but this is one of the main ways that it happens, especially in the times of al-jahiliyyah. And it doesn't necessarily mean that you have the ghusl is only from ejaculation, but this is from the main ways, from the most important way. Or does it mean, for example, that لَيْسَ الْغِينَ عَنْ كَثْرَةِ الْعَرَضِ عَنْ كَثْرَةِ الْعَرَضِ, that being wealthy and rich is not from having lots of property or money, but being wealthy and rich is having richness of the soul. So it doesn't mean that somebody has a lot of money, he's not wealthy. No, he's wealthy. But what it means is that true wealth is the wealth of the soul, not the wealth of the physical possessions. It's not the wealth of the physical possessions. So all of this is similar. And this is saying the true one. So the miskeen, the poor person, is not the one that whenever he comes around, you give him a little bit and he suffices and goes away. The poor person is the one, he does not find anything to suffice him whatsoever, and no one knows who he is to give him charity. To give him charity, meaning that the one he's most rightful for that description. Doesn't mean that other than him is not really poor. No, they're poor likewise, but compared to him, it's like he is the one who has the most right to that name and to that characteristic. And he's the one who is in this state here. He is the one who is truly poor and destitute. And destitute. Likewise, with regards to the statement of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, لَيْسَ الشَّدِيدُ بِسُرْعَةٍ, the one who's strong is not by wrestling the people to the ground. In reality, he's strong. The one who is physically strong, and he can take people and grab them and put them on the ground, forcefully. He's considered strong. So it doesn't mean that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying he's not strong. No, he's strong. But real strength is not in the physical strength. But the one who's really strong, the one who's truly strong, is the one who controls his own soul whenever he's angry. Because even the strongest of men physically are not able to control themselves when they're angry, to control their own selves. Maybe he can throw their weights around like they're nothing. But then if he gets upset or he gets angry, then watch out, he can't control his own tongue or control his own hands and the likes like this. So the one who's able to control himself whenever he's angry, he's the one who's truly strong. So this is the meaning by these affairs. Not that these issues are negated in entirety from these terms that are being mentioned, but that these people here clarified, or these characteristics here, have more right to that term and the meaning that is found, or that characteristic and trait that is found in that word or that term. So it says, likewise, this is the meaning here with regards to this verse. لا تعمل أبصار. It's not the eyes that go blind. ولكن تعمل قلوب التي في الصدور. But it's the hearts that go blind in the chest. And not negating blindness of the eyes. No, some people, they're blind in their eyes, but true blindness, the real blindness, the one that will bring a terrible effect to the life of a human being, is whenever his heart goes blind. Whenever his heart goes blind. نَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنْ ذَلِكَ. So this is the first attribute from the deviant hearts, is that the heart will be blind. Is that the heart will be blind. The author, he says, وَمِنْ أَوْصَافِهَا, and from the descriptions of the hearts, مَا وَرَدَ فِي قَوْلِهِ تَعَالَى, that which has come in the statement of Allah the Most High. أَمْ عَلَى قُلُوبٍ أَقْفَالُهَا, or are there locks on their hearts, or are there locks on their hearts? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in this verse before that, he says, أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ, أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ, أَمْ عَلَى قُلُوبٍ أَقْفَالُهَا. Do they not ponder and reflect over the Qur'an? Do they not ponder and reflect over the Qur'an? Or are there locks on their hearts? Or are there locks on their hearts? The Shaykh, he says, in interpretation of this, أَيْبَلْ عَلَى قُلُوبٍ أَقْفَالُهَا, rather, this the word M here, doesn't mean asking a question. It doesn't mean asking a question. Rather, it means bel, rather. You need to affirm. To affirm. So the statement, do they not ponder over the Quran, or is there locks on their hearts? Or is there locks on their hearts? What is intended in this context is rather their locks on their hearts. Is rather their locks on their hearts. And that's the meaning. So maybe it's translated, or is there locks on their hearts? But the question here is an affirmation. Is an affirmation, and the meaning is بَلْ عَلَى قُلُوبٍ أَخْفَالُهَا, rather there are locks on their hearts. The people of knowledge, they mentioned the locks, they are sins and actions of disobedience. The locks that come to the heart, they are sins and actions of disobedience, especially the sins of the heart and the sins of the eyes and the ears. And these are the pathways to the heart. And after that, the hands and the feet, likewise, they move in that lowly way, according to the command of the king. وَلِيَذَ بِاللَّهِ أَمْ عَلَى قُلُوبٍ أَقْفَالُهَا. So the shahid is, he's saying now, that فَهِيَ مُطْبَقَةٌ, فَهِيَ مُطْبَقَةٌ لَا يَخْلُصُ إِلَيْهَا شَيْءٌ مِنْ مَعَانِيهِ. That the hearts, they're sealed, they're closed, and nothing from the meanings of the Qur'an can reach the hearts now. This is the issue. أفلا يتدبرون القرآن؟ أفلا يتدبرون القرآن؟ Are they not pondering over the Quran? They're not ponder and reflect and think deeply about the Quran. أم على قلوب أقفالها؟ يعني or rather are their hearts locked? Or rather their hearts are locked? So he's saying that the hearts are locked. They're not able to ponder. They're not able to reflect. They're not able to grasp to obtain the benefit and the guidance and the mercy that is found in the Quran and the blessing that is found there. The meanings do not go inside. He said, قَدْ أُغْلِقَ عَلَى مَا فِيهَا مِنَ الشَّرِّ وَأُقْفِلَتْ, because the hearts have been closed and been locked with the evil that's inside of it. So the hearts, whenever they reach this level, they fill up with evil. They fill up with the love of that which is detestful to Allah. And they fill up with doubts and misconceptions. And eventually they can become locked. And what are they locked with? They're locked with the evil that's inside of them. They're locked with the evil that's inside of them. All of these affairs here are things to ponder and reflect over. They're locked with the evil that is inside of them. So the truth and the goodness found in the guidance of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam has no way to enter. فَلَا يَدْخُلُهَا خَيْرٌ أَبَدًا. So goodness will never enter. وَكَأَنَّ الْقَلْبَ بِمَنْزِلَةِ الْبَابِ الْمُرْتَجِ. And it's as if the heart is at the level or the example of a sealed door. أَلَذِي قَدْ ضُرِبَ عَلَيْهِ قُفُلٌ. أَلَذِي قَدْ ضُرِبَ عَلَيْهِ قُفُلٌ. فَإِنَّهُ مَا لَمْ يُفْتَحَ الْقُفُلُ لَا يُمْكِنُ فَتْحُ الْبَابِ وَالْوُصُولُ إِلَى مَا وَرَاءَهُ. So it's like the heart now is as if it is a sealed door that a lock has been sealed on, that the lock has been placed on. And so long as that lock is not broken loose and opened, then it's not possible to open the door nor to get into what is beyond it. وَكَذَلِكَ مَا لَمْ يُرْفَعَ الْخَاتِمُ وَالْقُفُلُ عَنِ الْقَلْبِ لَمْ يَدْخُلَ الْإِيمَانِ وَكَذَلِكَ مَا لَمْ يُرْفَعَ الْخَاتِمُ وَالْقُفُلُ عَنِ الْقَلْبِ لَمْ يَدْخُلِ الْإِيمَانِ. And like that as well, so long as the seal and the lock is not lifted from the heart, then faith will not enter. So the Shaykh, he says, وَكَذَلِكَ مِنْ أَوْصَافِهَا. And also from the descriptions of the heart, الْخَتْمُ وَالطَّبَعَ. الْخَتْمُ وَالطَّبَعَ. الْخَتْم and طَبَعَ, they have similar meanings. They need to be sealed. To be sealed. قال تعالى ختم الله على قلوبهم. Allah, he says, the Most High, Allah, he sealed their hearts. Allah, he sealed their hearts. وقال تعالى, and Allah, the Most High, he said, طبع الله على قلوبهم. Allah, he sealed their hearts. And these are terms that are very similar. And the translation, it means to be sealed. الختم والطبع. وليعذ بالله طبع الله على قلوبهم. Allah, he sealed their hearts. So the Shaykh, he says, والختم والطبع هو التغطية على الشيء والاستيثاق منه. فَلَا يَدْخُلُهُ شَيْءٍ. So these two words here, الْخَتْمُ وَالطَّبَعُ, which we translate to mean seal, sealing. This is a cover, to cover something, and to tighten it, and to seal it so that nothing can come inside. فَهُمَا مُتَقَارِبَانِ فِي الْمَعْنِ. So they're very similar and close in meaning. لَكِنْ يَخْتَصُ الطَّبْعُ بِأَنَّهُ خَتْمٌ يَسِيرُ سَجِيَّةً وَطَبِيعَةً فَهُوَ تَأْثِيرٌ لَازِمٌ لا يفارقه. So he says now, but the difference between the two is that they're close in the meaning, but the word al-taba is specific to the type of seal that will become like a person's natural disposition. And it will become sealed until this is his natural disposition, and this is his way, and this is that which he has preferred and chosen, and it becomes his normal manners and conduct. So فَهُوَ تَأْثِيرٌ لَازِمٌ لَا يُفَارِقُهُ. So this is a constant, it has a constant effect, and it never leaves the heart. Meaning he becomes sealed until it becomes his natural and normal way, and that's how he is. وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ. His heart is sealed, and faith does not enter. So the Shaykh, he says, وَمِنْ أَوْصَافِهَا, and from the descriptions of the heart, ma warada fi qawlihi ta'ala, that which has come in the statement of Allah the Most High, wa ja'alna ala qulubihim akinnatan an yafqahuhu wa fi adanihim waqara wa in yaraw kulla ayatin la yu'minu biha. And the Shaykh, he mentioned now the statement of Allah the Most High, And he from the descriptions of the hearts is that which has come in the statement of Allah the Most High. And we have set veils on their hearts so they do not understand and they have deafness in their ears. And even if they were to see every ayah, every proof or evidence, every verse, every sign, every evidence, they will not believe. They will not believe. وَجَعَلْنَا عَلَى قُلُوبِهِمْ أَكِنَّةً أَكِنَّةً يعني these are the veils. These are the covers likewise. أَنْ يَفْقَهُوهُ وَفِي أَذَانِهِمْ وَقَرًا That we have placed these veils and these coverings on their hearts so they are not able to understand the Qur'an. Again, this is from the aspect of al-jaza'u min jins al-amal. The recompense is according to the action. And this is what will happen to a person if he turns away from the guidance of Allah Azza wa Jal and disobeys Allah blatantly. He will be forbidden from benefiting from the Qur'an. And benefiting from the Qur'an is the greatest benefit and the greatest favor and the greatest blessing that a person, he will listen to the words of Allah be recited and it will affect him and he will believe and he will fall repentant in obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the hearts could be affected by sins until it reaches this lowly level that they have covers and seals on them and they're not able to comprehend or understand. And we have made on their ears waqar, yani samam, meaning deafness. They're not able to hear. وَإِن يَرَوْ كُلَّ آيَةٍ لَا يُؤْمِنُوا بِهَا If they see every proof, every sign, they will not believe. وَقَوْلِهِ تَعَالَى And likewise the statement of Allah the Most High. وَجَعَلْنَا عَلَى قُلُوبِهِمْ أَكِنَّةً أَنْ يَفْقَهُوهُ وَفِي آذَانِهِمْ وَقَرًا وَإِذَا ذَكَرْتَ رَبَّكَ فِي الْقُرْآنِ وَحْدَهُ وَلَّوْا عَلَى أَدْبَارِهِمْ نُفُورًا And likewise Allah He says, and we have put coverings over their hearts lest they should understand it. And so that they will not understand the Qur'an. And in their ears is deafness. And whenever you make mention of your Lord alone, and you're referring to the statement, La ilaha illallah, that none has the right to be worshipped except Allah alone and no partners, whenever this is mentioned in the Qur'an, they turn their backs fleeing in extreme dislike. And if they turn their backs and fleeing from this and detest, وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ وَقَوْلِهِ تَعَالَى And likewise the statement of Allah the Most High, إِنَّا جَعَلْنَا عَلَى قُلُوبِهِمْ أَكِنَّةً أَنْ يَفْقَهُوهُ وَفِي آذَانِهِمْ وَقَرًا وَإِنْ تَدْعُوهُمْ إِلَى الْهُدَى فَلَنْ يَهْتَدُوا إِذًا أَبَدًا The meaning of these noble verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentioned, truly we have set veils over their hearts lest they should understand this Qur'an. And in their ears is deafness. And if you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, call them to guidance, even then they will never be guided. The Shaykh, he says, وَهِيَ جَمْعُ كِنَانٍ كَعِنَانٍ وَأَعِنَّةٍ وَأَصْلُهُ مِنَ السَّتْرِ وَالتَّغْطِيَةِ So this word, akinna, وَجَعَلْنَا عَلَى قُلُوبِهِمْ أَكِنَّةً Akinna, he says, this is the plural of kinan. Like the word inan is the plural of like inan is the plural of a'inna. وَجَمُ كِنَانٍ كَعِنَانٍ وَعِنَّةٍ يعني إِنَانٍ and أَعِنَّةٍ is the plural of إِنَانٍ So he says the fundamental meaning of this word is أَسَّتَرْ وَتَغْطِيَةٍ to cover and to veil So he says حَفِظُهُ اللَّهُ وَقَدْ أَقَرُّوا عَلَى أَنفُسِهِمْ بِذَلِكَ And they have already affirmed this for themselves any of those who disbelieve they already affirm this for themselves. فَقَالُوا And they stated, قُلُوبُنَا فِي أَكِنَّةٍ مِمَّا تَدْعُونَا إِلَيْهِ وَفِي آذَانِنَا وَقَرْ وَمِن بَيْنِنَا وَبَيْنِكَ حِجَابٌ فَعْمَلْ إِنَّنَا عَامِلُونَ So he mentioned the statement of Allah the Most High, that which those disbelievers they said in response to the prophets and messengers عليهم الصلاة والسلام that were sent to them and they say our hearts are under coverings, meaning screen from that which you invite us to. And in our ears is deafness, and between us and you is the screen. So work on your way, verily, we're going to work upon our way. The Shaykh, he says, فَذَكَرُوا غِطَاءَ الْقَلْبِ وَهِيَ الْأَكِنَّةِ So they mention here the coverings on the heart, and they are the الْأَكِنَّةِ So these words here, الْأَكِنَّةِ meaning it's a covering and a screen that will cover the heart. وَغِطَاءَ الْأُذُنِ Also the covering on the ears. وَهُوَ الْوَقَرِ And this is what is intended by the word الْوَقَرِ So we have الْأَكِنَّةِ And that's the plural of كِنَانٍ And this means a cover or a screen, etc. وَالتَغْطِيَةِ And then we have the وَقَرِ And the وَقَرِ is the صَمَمْ يعني the sidd, the blocking in the ears, so the ears go deaf and cannot hear. The issue of the deafness of the ear is like that of the eyes. Maybe a person, he will hear, but he will not hear the truth. Maybe a person, he will hear, but he will not hear the truth. And even if he heard the truth, he will not hear it in a manner that benefits. Somebody may say it to him very clearly and very eloquently and with a good intention, but because of a deafness in his ear, he's not able to hear that truth and understand it and comprehend it and follow it. وَغِطَاءَ الْعَيْنِ. And likewise, they mentioned in this verse here in Surah Fussilat, the covering on the eyes, وَهُوَ الْحِجَابِ. وَهُوَ الْحِجَابِ. So these are three terms that are mentioned here that the disbelievers, they claim for themselves the reason why they did not respond to the prophets and messengers. They say that on their hearts are akinna, and in their ears are the waqar, and on their eyes is the hijab. On their eyes is the hijab. The Shaykh, he says, وَالْمَعْنَى. The meaning of what they're stating, لَا نَفْقَهُ كَلَامَكَ وَلَا نَسْمَعُهُ وَلَا نَرَاكَ. That we don't understand what you're saying. We're not listening to it, and we don't even see you. And even we don't care about you whatsoever. We're not paying you any concern, listening, or trying to understand anything that you're saying. وَالْمَعْنَى إِنَّا فِي تَرْكِ الْقَبُورِ مِنْكَ بِمَنْزِلَةِ مَنْ لَا يَفْقَهُ مَا تَقُولُ وَلَا يَرَاكَ. Meaning that we, with regards to abandoning, turning away from accepting that which you have, it like someone who does not understand anything you are saying, nor does he even see you. قَالَ ابْنُ عَبَاسٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمَا قُلُوبُنَا فِي أَكِنَّةٍ مِثْلِ الْكِنَانَةِ الَّتِي فِيهَا سِهَامٍ. Ibn Abbas رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمَا, he says that our hearts are in coverings, and akinna, like the kinana that has the kinana that has the arrows in them. The kinana is the case that they put the arrows in. It's like a tube. It'll be like a tube, and they'll place the arrows for the bows. They'll place it in the kinana. And they will be safeguarded. The arrows will be carried in the kinana. So he's saying that their hearts are like this, sealed inside the likes of this thing. قَالَ مُجَاهِدُنْكَ كَجُعْبَةِ النَّبِلِ. And the ju'bat al-nabil is the same thing as the kinana, meaning the holder for the arrows. Many times it will be a long tube, similar like a tube carrying the arrows. وَقَالَ مُقَاتِلْ عَلَيْهَا غِطَاءٌ فَلَا نَفْقَهُ مَا تَقُولُ. And muqatil, he says, meaning that we have coverings on our hearts and we're not able to understand what you're saying. So the point is to clarify that this is also from the descriptions of the hearts, and we see how that has an effect reaching the eyes and the ears. So it will begin with the hearts. They will have the akinna, any of the seals and coverings, and this will lead to a person to not be able to see the truth, nor to listen to it, even to the extent that maybe he will prefer that way, and glorify that way, and strive upon that way in opposition to the truth in this people. هذا وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.